Hey there, Mama. How is that New Year's resolution going? You too? Well, I have come to realize that I hate New Year's resolutions, and I'm tossing them out the window. Let's talk about the five reasons that we totally fail at them, and what we could do differently that would actually work.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life.
Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia. So here we are, coming up on the end of January, and lo and behold, everyone's kind of petering out on their New Year's resolutions, if you actually took the time to set one. Well, a couple years back, I decided this just wasn't working for me. But why? Why was I struggling so much to set this goal that I really wanted to do and stick with it? Well, I found five reasons that we continually fail at our New Year's resolutions, and then we can talk about how do we fix that. Now, there's no reason to take notes. I have this all written down on my website. You can go in the show notes. There's a link to patriciasung.com/resolutions. You can use this list to figure out how you're going to set your goals better for 2021. The first one is we're unclear on our why. ADHD brains are motivated by dopamine and interest, and it's got to be important to us. If you're doing this thing because you, quote, should, or because somebody else wants you to, you are just adding baggage to an already uphill battle. We need to sit down with ourselves and clearly decide, is this something you really want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve it? Does it fit the current lifestyle that you're living, the life stage that you're in, the age of your kids? Does it make sense? A lot of us have this wonderful, lofty goal of getting up at 5 a.m. and having time for meditation and exercise and getting ready all before our kids wake up. Well, you know what? I have to get up at 5:45 to get my kindergartner ready for school, like at a bare bones minimum. I don't want to wake up at like 4:30 in order to get all of those things done. It doesn't make sense in the time of life that I am in right now. So I'm not gonna do it. I will get up a little bit early and time to get dressed and have myself ready, but I'm not trying to add on a bunch of other junk that's cutting into my sleep time. Just not gonna do it. Now, once I have this pattern established, and it's fairly decent. I mean, let's be honest here, we're a good 6 months into school and I'm finally getting the hang of this. I might say like, hey, it is worth getting up an extra 10 minutes early to do whatever thing that I find to be important at that time of day. But I'll tackle that then, right? Right now, that goal of getting up super extra early just isn't feasible for where I am. So I'm letting it go. I will find time elsewhere in my day to get done the important things to me, like my prayer time and movement time that are not at 4:30 in the morning. So I want you to be really sure to take a couple of minutes. It doesn't have to be like a huge amount of brainstorming time. This could be something that you do while you're sitting in the pickup line at one of the kids' activities or while you're waiting for your three-year-old to finish going to the bathroom. Why do you really want to achieve this goal? Are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it for something else? Are you doing it because you just think you're supposed to do it? Get really clear on why you are doing it. Number two, you're not really sure what you want. Sometimes we get confused between the goal and the habit. What's the end result that you're going for? Is it actually the habit or the goal? A lot of times they're linked together. One is helping you get to the other. But sometimes we get so focused on one that we don't really leave room for effort for the other. So let me give you an example. Say you want to sleep more. Every mom's dream. That's the goal, is to have more sleeping hours during the day. But the habit that you're trying to create is what? Are you trying to go to bed earlier? Are you trying to go to bed at a consistent time? Are you trying to get your kids to stay in bed longer so that you can sleep longer in the morning? What is the habit you are creating in order to get to the goal? We need to know where we're going to focus our energy in order to achieve the final result. It is also possible to achieve a goal without ever having established a better habit. And that means as soon as we decide that's not our focus anymore, that just goes right out the window. This is where you see people who are going for a weight goal. They, instead of establishing healthy habits to get to that goal, their goal is just to lose that 10 pounds. And as soon as they go back to eating like they normally do, well, there goes their 10 pounds right back on their body. We want to focus in on where are we putting our effort. Our next problem is we measure up against unrealistic expectations. A lot of times our ruler of success is perfection. Did we go to the gym every day? Did we eat healthy at every meal? Instead of measuring by, are we improving? Are we making progress? Are we making steps in the right direction? Are we changing the way that we function day to day in order to get where we want to be? We think one failure equals total failure. Instead, we can view it as an experiment. I'm trying this. We'll see how it goes. Ooh, well, that didn't work. What can I do differently tomorrow in order to hit that goal, in order to make that step, in order to progress forward? And when you view it as an experiment, then it's okay that you failed. That's the whole point. Experiments are literally thousands of failures until you hit that one success. And when you find what's working, you stick with it. But until you find that sweet spot, you keep failing and trying and modifying and adjusting until you get to that good thing that you want to keep holding on to and moving forward with. Hey mama, do you want to be on the podcast? I need your help. In February, we're talking about taking care of the person at the bottom of the priority list. That's us. It takes a village. What is your best advice for other ADHD mamas to take care of themselves? I want to know, and so do you. Send me your best advice at patriciasung.com/share advice. And you might be featured in an upcoming episode of our self-care series. Click the link in the show notes and spill your secrets. Reason number four that we fail at our New Year's resolutions is that we only take one step. We thought about it and we picked our resolution. Ta-da! And then we stopped. How are you actually going to do that? A lot of times we just pick this big idea and we're like, great, we're going to do that. But then we don't think about how we're going to break it down into steps or mini goals or a process that we can actually get there. We want to look at the SMART model for our goals. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. Especially for us with ADHD, we need to stop and take time to walk through those big goals and put them into little pieces and make them small steps and put the specifics in there so that we know what the next step is, because if we don't know what the next step is, we get overwhelmed, we get stuck, and then we just don't move. We need to be able to see our progress, so that measurable, like, okay, how do I know that I'm making progress here? What are my benchmarks to be like, okay, cool, I got it. Like, is the goal just to eat one healthy meal a day? Is the goal to go to sleep 10 minutes earlier than yesterday? How do you know if you're being successful? And also, how are you going to stay on top of that day after day after day? What reminders are you putting in place? What alarms, what timers, what accountability partners, what are you doing that's going to remind you that you are trying to get to this goal? Are you writing it on the mirror in your bathroom? How are you going to see that every day so that you're like, oh yeah, I was going to do that today? What is your next step? Have that ready to go. And our fifth reason that we just keep failing at our New Year's resolutions is that we try to do it alone. It is really scary to admit a big goal out loud because it opens up for ridicule or criticism or failure. That's really hard. We want to find a safe space or person that we can share our goal with. Find someone that you can work on the goal with you, an accountability partner, a friend that you can meet to do the activity that you're trying to work on. Get a body double. You can use like focus mates or a friend where they're working on one project and you're working on another project. Ask a friend who's really great in this area, or better yet, someone who's recently achieved a similar goal to help you and hold you accountable. Get a teacher or a coach or a trainer. Put your money or your time or your effort where your mouth is, because when we want to achieve something different than what we have right now, we have to do something different than what we're doing right now. So while I have ditched New Year's resolutions, I am still goal setting. I still choose a word for the year. I'm still pushing myself forward. But I don't have all of my hopes and dreams and self-esteem wrapped up in this little bundle for just the month of January. This is something that I work on year round. When it's not working, I modify and keep on trekking. You get back on the horse and try again tomorrow. So when you're ready to make that big jump and take on that big goal, hope all of these tips will give you a starting point to move forward in the right direction in creating a structure and a plan that will get you where you want with the help and support that you need. We can do hard things, we can do big things when we use our tools and our strategies and our support network to get there. I will talk to you soon, successful mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.